Damskat nawa nawagu maganak Dallas waskat netsiga sun aiksa gay gun o tidnia ewa mio kiksapayo kakyo I see no wak aho.
Oi, real long intro.
Yep.
Dan said that the wow kakyo fun would see gaso yan oni jikskwapo nik ute. Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Cree Chatter Hour. This is the part where we like to share a little bit of the language. You know, I really wanted to talk about something that I found really interesting. It pertains to my video I shared in my class yesterday, but it was a teaching about the utsi.
Oh, tapwe.
You know, really, everybody, if you don't know what a utsi is, that's our belly button. You know,
utsi makian.
You know, when we have newborn babies and their belly button falls off, there's a teaching behind that. That teaching is to, you know, they say that the mothers and the parents, we can kind of guide where we want our babies and what we want them to become. And that was a responsibility of being a parent. And that's why the teaching is when your baby's utsi falls off, you go put it somewhere of significance. So if you want your baby to be a singer, you put it with the drum. You want them to, you know, take care of the land, you go put it out in the land. Or you do something, you want them to really, you know, take school serious, put it in a book, stuff like that. But I thought that was really interesting, and why they say that the utsi is real, like, it's really significant because that's the part of you that's connected to your mother.
Boy,
that and I
boy.
Say that's where you come from. So even when you ask somebody, you know, what they're, you know, when you say your name, Nitsiga Sun, Nitsi, Utsi, that's what it's supposed to represent, Nitsi. Or you're asking somebody, you know, what their name is, you know, Tansi Kitsiga Sun, Kitsi. Utsi, it's the same thing. It talks about where you come from and like what your name is, because usually it's your parents that name you, you know? And that was supposed to be like our direct tie, you know? We come from our mothers. Our mothers had an utsi that came from, you know, our grandmothers and so on, so forth. It's like our lineage. That's what I was taught, and that's what I learned.
No, that's really good. Sorry. I was kind of, you had asked me if there was something I wanted to kind of talk about too. And you know what, I came across a bunch of young skinny and they work in the health department in our band office there. I was talking about utsis, and they had brought up what they do now with young mothers. Now they do a lot with their placentas too. That's a whole different teaching too.
Just
before I lose my train of thought, they were asking me if there were certain songs, because I know we have songs for you know, everything in our cultural, right?
So I think that's something, you know, that we need to really ask our elders, because I only once in my life got to go to one of those. Well, it was a ceremony for my cousin's babies. They decided to bury the placenta, and they did it under a tree.
Yeah.
And they smoked pipe, and they had some singing and stuff like that. And I've never witnessed that before. And I thought, man, this is interesting. And you think, Gayash, you know, our Isinawak, our Nehiowak probably had a ceremony for that. And that's, you know, what is believed. But I thought that was really something I wanted to share. Utsi means belly button. And when you're talking about Nitsiga Sun, Nitsi, Utsi, that's what it refers to, where you come from, where your name comes from, your namesake and all of that. So I thought that was really interesting.
No, that was really good. And to kind of go back to what I was talking about the placenta and the Nehio teachings behind that, from there, I guess with the Keteyak, they wanted them to have a sense of where they come from, which is the land, like you had mentioned, the Wigimagan. They would bury it by a tree.
Mm-hmm.
And they would have a sense of a place where they'll always belong. A piece of them will always be there. So we bury the placentas together, so they could plant on the trees, on top of them, and they'll always witness the growth of a tree. So it's almost like, what's that one saying? When you go to the spirit world, you could come back or as
like reincarnation.
Yeah, that's what it is. Because we're part of the land, right? So. Yeah. I mean, I kind of understand that when you're thinking about that, right? When we go back into the ground, we turn back into reincarnation into, right?
I wonder if there's a Cree word for that. There must be, but yeah. I don't know.
I know what reincarnation.
But speaking of that, though, that's what I wanted to share about the utsi. And, you know, when we say nitsiga sun, or, you know, ask somebody getsiga sun, And that was a really cool thing, you know. And I think when it comes to language learning, even though we were trying to like learn a language that we communicate in, we don't realize that language learning and cultural traditional knowledge go hand in hand.
Yeah.
And we were talking about this, and there was a video I shared for my part of the class, and I believe it was Alcina White from my community who was sharing about that. And she had mentioned that, you know, they were always taught that because of, you know, the whole teaching behind the Utsi and all that, it was also something you do to keep our children connected to that Nehyo Mamtanaitsagan, that Cree way of thinking, that Cree way of life. And that has a big part in language learning. You know, we used to always hear that in class too, even from our mentors. They said, you know, when you hear Cree, don't respond in your mind in English. Try thinking Cree first before you speak it.
Yeah.
And when you train yourself to do that, it gives you a better chance of retaining language and keeping that.
Absolutely. Nuigi Magan. Absolutely wonderful. You know, that's wonderful teachings. Again, these are wonderful reminders. And from my experience, when you do get a chance to speak that Nehyo language, if someone says, hey, tansigia kaya se newapmat, you know, to try your best to respond in Cree and to say, oh yeah, jiskwa. I think that's wab canoe. Hey, speaking of what, Wab Canoe, right? My love, you know, congratulations to Wab Canoe. He's the...
We actually got to meet
him. No, he's wonderful. He wanted to meet us, which was really cool. And we met him in Winnipeg when we were out there helping with...
A round dance.
And we got to dance and sing for him. So,
boy, what we live in, though, to see our Nehyo people or our Indigenous people take up spaces like that. Like, you know, I don't know if a lot of people know this, but Winnipeg, you know how you're supposed to say it in Cree? Winnipeg is... highly populated with Indigenous people. Most of us in Canada know that. And they face a lot of, you know, adversities there when it comes to race, when it comes to obstacles and stuff like that. And a big one right now is for our Skowak. And that is, you know, with the landfills. And, you know, with a leader like that who's a provincial leader now, first Indigenous provincial premier, Mr. Wab Canoe, we want to send the congrats out to you. And actually, though, before we, you know, get on to that, I wanted to share more from that 100 Days of Cree.
Wow.
It's so interesting, this book, because they do have everything from, like, KFC words, medicine words. That's what I wanted to share was a couple of the medicine words. And it's day 15. I think it's page 49. But it talks about different words for medicine. I'm just going to share a couple of them. How you say medicine is muskigi.
Muskigi.
You always hear people saying, yeah. Oh, I'm going to put muskigi. Just something that they talk about and joke about. But if you want to talk about Cree medicine, it's Nehyo muskigi. Nehyoe muskigi.
Nehyo muskigi.
Yeah. And another thing, we talk about this word too. This is another word that they share in this chapter, and that's Mimi Gwesuak. Mimi Gwesuak. That's how you say it. Little people.
Mimi Gwesuak.
Also Aptinisak. And I'm going to read a little bit about it.
Okay.
There are stories about people who have dreams and go through doorways of trees and meet the Mimi Gwesuak. Mimi Gwesuak. I'm saying that part wrong. The Mimi Gwesuak would then give the dreamer plants and medicines after being presented with ribbon, tobacco, and cloth. I learned all of this from old people from the James Smith Reserve.
Wow.
Isn't that cool?
No, that's wonderful. Yeah, Mimi Gwesuak, which is really
another cool word is, it's just usku or usku means medicine, literally a plant.
Cool, eh? That's what usku Roan's name means then.
Part of it. Another one is Uyghurs. A bitter tasting, it's a, you know what Uyghurs is.
Uyghurs.
Yeah, it says a bitter tasting medicine that looks like ginger root.
Yeah.
Isn't that cool?
No, it's wonderful.
Miagas, to smudge something.
Miagasasa.
No, miagas is miogas. Just. Miagas.
Miagasasa.
Miagas.
I'm just saying when the
time. And then to smudge is miagasige.
Oh, miagasige.
Yeah.
Miagasige.
And to smudge somebody is miagas. Oh, that one's a little tough. I won't. It's harder to read it than actually speak
Let's
it.
Let's go with Miogasasa.
But that is just a few.
I like
every
that.
Chapter, they have something different, though. So I thought that was cool.
No, I want
that. Check it out, though. You can ease. I'm pretty sure most bookstores in like Edmonton probably have that, or even Chapters, maybe in Alberta or Saskatchewan, you'll find that book there. Or if you want to resort to something, you know, where it comes straight to you and you want to find it, check out Amazon. That's where I got this, 100 Days of Cree.
That's wonderful. I keep saying that's wonderful. I don't know if you recognize that, but I've been saying that's wonderful.
Yeah, this isn't the Munyaw Peak Squake Hour. This is the Cree Chatter Hour. Say something in Cree now.
Oh, to tagagi tan manaya. This 100 Days of Cree na skump na. Skumik manaya. Matsiwayo.
Again, though, that's books. Three books that I recommend. I haven't read this last one, like I was talking about. It's called Gayas Nootsin, and that's I Come From a Long Time Back. And this is about Mary Louise Rock Thunder, and it's edited and translated by Jean Okamasis and Arok Wolfengray. The whole first part, it's all in syllabic. So if you want to become familiar with syllabics, go there. But after that, it's all in like the ABCs, what we call Roman orthography. On the left side, it's all in Cree, and then you can see the exact translation on the right side throughout the whole book, so you know exactly what they're talking about. And I think that's really helpful, especially when it comes to beginner speakers.
Just kwa na Nitiwagan, I had to ask you one thing here, Nitiwagan. You know how much that I love you, Nitiwagan.
What do you want?
And so my take on, I want to ask you a question here about Wab Kinew. Did you know in the province of Manitoba, 75% of indigenous Nihiowak there? And to think that Manitoba's been a province...
What do you mean 75%? You're saying the population?
The population of indigenous people, absolutely.
Or is it in Winnipeg?
No, in Manitoba.
Well, yeah, because you look at all the northern...
There's 78 communities in Manitoba, indigenous communities. So to think that he got in with I think he got in with 83%... of the population's vote. Could you imagine that? It's just so exciting to where we are in this day and age to have somebody like a Napio that's in there to help the people, right? And then, you know, Missing and Murdered did start in Winnipeg for missing indigenous women, right? So this is exciting times, you know, for... I know we didn't quite talk about it as much as we wanted to, but I'm just so thankful. And I wanted to throw
that
in there.
It's a cool thing to witness, for sure. And if you guys don't know... by now, I'm sure everybody knows who Wab Kinew is, but that is a huge accomplishment, and it's something that's a part of our Canadian history, not just Canadian history, but Indigenous people of this land, our history. And it goes to show that, you know, our people are resilient, they are powerful, and I'm excited for the people of Manitoba, because not only what happens there, in this 4 years that he's going to be in office there, but what happens there is going to affect the rest of all of our indigenous people throughout this place that they call Kanata.
Kanata is a wonderful word.
I'm excited though. And now we are going to cut to break. So stay tuned right after these messages for some more Cree Chatter Hour.